Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 2 of the story, adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. In the ballroom of the new palace, Moscow, the Tsar had received serious news by telegraph from Siberia. A dangerous political exile, Ivan Ogareff, had stirred the Tatar hordes to rebellion against Russia, and his armies were advancing down towards the border. Somehow, the Grand Duke, the Tsar's brother, must be warned that Ivan Ogareff, unknown personally to the Grand Duke, would sooner or later make an attempt upon his life. And to carry the vital message, the Tsar ordered that a courier be summoned immediately. Soon, General Kissoff returned to the anteroom with news that the courier was waiting. His name? Michael Strogoff.
Michael Strogoff. He has to travel some 3,500 miles to Irkutsk, passing through the ranks of the rebels. It will need superhuman courage and intelligence.
I will answer for him to your majesty.
Has he been in the service of the palace?
Yes, sire. I know him personally, and at various times he has filled difficult missions with success.
Abroad?
In Siberia itself.
I see. Where does he come from?
From Omsk. He is a Siberian.
He has the qualities necessary to carry out such a mission as this? Coolness, intelligence, courage?
All those and more, sire.
What is his age?
30.
His background, his family life?
His father is dead. His mother, Marfa Strogoff, still lives in the old home at Omsk. I believe that Michael is devoted to her.
There are no other affairs of the heart?
None.
Excellent. Let him enter.
Sire?
Your name?
Michael Strogoff.
Your rank?
Captain in the Corps of Couriers of the Tsar.
Do you know Siberia?
I am a Siberian. My mother lives at Omsk.
Michael Strogoff, here is a letter which I charge you to deliver into the hands of the Grand Duke, and to none other but him.
I will deliver it, sire.
The Grand Duke is in Irkutsk.
Then I will go to Irkutsk.
You'll have to traverse a rebellious country invaded by Tatars, whose interest it will be to intercept this letter.
I will traverse it.
Above all, you must beware of the traitor Ivan Ogareff, who will perhaps meet you on the way.
I will beware of him, sire.
Will you pass through Omsk?
Sire, that is my route.
If you visit your mother, there will be a risk that you may be recognized. You must not visit her.
I will not see her.
Swear to me that nothing will make you acknowledge who you are or where you are going.
I swear it.
Michael Strogoff, take this letter. On it depends the safety of all Siberia, and perhaps the life of my brother, the Grand Duke. You will pass whatever happens.
I shall pass. Or they shall kill me.
I want you to live.
I shall live. And I shall pass.
Go then. Go for God, for Russia, for my brother, and for myself.
Sire.
You have made a good choice there, General Kissoff.
I think so, sire. And your majesty may be sure that Michael Strogoff will do all that a man can do.
Yes. Yes, he is indeed a man.
Mm-hmm.
This document will give you some assistance, Captain Strogoff. Naturally, we cannot give you any document which would reveal you as a courier of the Tsar.
Naturally, General Kissoff.
Read it.
This document authorizes Nicholas Korpanov, merchant of Irkutsk, to travel thence, either alone or accompanied by one or more persons. In the event of the Muscovite government forbidding natives of any other country to leave Russia, this document authorizes Nicholas Korpanov to travel unhindered. So, I am now Nicholas Korpanov.
That is so. This will help you in the matter of post horses. Although, of course, you will have no power to demand conveyance for your own personal use. You are not a courier, but an ordinary traveler. And as such, exposed to all the impediments of an ordinary journey. You must pass unknown and unrecognized.
The first few hundred miles present no difficulty, General. I shall travel by rail and carriage to the Russian frontier. After that,
you have only your own wit and courage to guide you. Dress in a manner befitting your new station. Carry your arms hidden. See everything and say nothing. Goodbye, Michael.
Goodbye, General.
So good. This train reaches Novgorod in 10 hours' time. I may be able to snatch a few hours' sleep, if these talkative gentlemen allow me. I must be careful and say nothing to incriminate myself. I am dressed like a merchant, and am not. These men are merchants. They talk like merchants.
This father's have invaded Russia. What sort of affair will it be in Novgorod? Answer me that. Affair will probably be closed by the police.
All I've heard is rumors. Rumors you can always hear. But they do say that caravan teas are up.
There's no fear of teas falling. Those in the market at Novgorod will be easily cleared off by the West. Unfortunately, it won't be the same with Bukhara carpets.
What, are you expecting goods from Bukhara?
No, from Samarkand. And that road is even more exposed.
Well, if the carpets don't arrive, the bills won't either.
The profits.
Better take care. Not speak more than is necessary. The police are not over particular. And you never know who your traveling companions are.
Yes, I agree. All the horses in Siberia will be requisitioned if all one hears is true. But who knows what's really going on in this country?
I have heard of a concentration of troops on the frontier. Don Cossacks have already gathered along the course of the Volga. They are to be opposed to the rebels.
If the rebels ascend the Irtysh, the road to Irkutsk won't be safe. Besides, yesterday I wanted to send a telegram to Krasnoyarsk and couldn't be forwarded. Yes, eastern Siberia will be completely isolated if something's not done.
As I said before, the affair at Novgorod won't end as brilliantly as they say it has begun. Yeah. Safety of Russia first. Business is only business after all.
Yes, yes, I agree. We're approaching Vladimir. The police will visit us, I expect. Especially now.
Papers are in order. Alex Sentov, merchant, traveling to Novgorod for the fair. You may entrain. Your papers are in order. Your name?
Nadia Fedor.
You're from Riga?
Yes.
You're going to Irkutsk?
Yes.
By what route?
by perm.
Your papers are in order. Take care to have your permit viséed at the police station of Novgorod. You may entrain.
There's a seat here, miss.
Thank you.
Name, Nadia Fedor. Age, about 20. Hair, golden brown. Eyes, brown. Character, sweet-tempered, calm, energetic. Yes, she's very beautiful. I wonder why she's going to Irkutsk. Does she expect to journey there alone? It'll be extremely dangerous. Too dangerous.
What's the matter?
Sit up straight, man. You are falling over the young lady's shoulder.
And how does that concern you?
Do you wish me to show you how it concerns me, little brother?
Huh? Well, I fell asleep. I'm sorry, miss.
It was nothing. Thank you.
Hey, what's the matter? Train seems to be going faster. There's something wrong. Look out!
What has happened? Is this the first obstacle in Michael Strogoff's journey? Who is the girl, Nadia Fedor, who is also traveling alone to the city of the Grand Duke? Listen again for another exciting episode in our story of Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar.